You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Song, also very recognisable voice, Ernie Bell performing Tu Tira Mai with Navakatoa as well. This is part of a lovely series of local musicians performing songs for young people in young people's spaces. For What Now, which I grew up glued to. And we've got Joseph Harper on the line. Kia ora Joe, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good. This is just so lovely and heartwarming. This is for New Zealand Music Month. What Now is doing little gigs. Tell us a wee bit about this this initiative, Joe.
Yeah, it's a new thing for What Now. What Now has always had music feature on the show, but previously we've kind of had kids musicians for most of the time. And we had the idea this year to get some non-kids musicians and put them in a context that kids would appreciate, because, you know, we're a kids TV show. But we also, or, you know, there's some people on our staff who also think it'd be cool to, like, introduce kids to really, really great bands and musicians. That's kind of the forefront of this idea. So we had Vera Allen, which is the first concert that we did. They're about, you know, 10, 15 minutes long. And we've put all the concerts up on our What Now YouTube channel. We had Vera Allen performing at a kindergarten in Ara Valley. And it's just like adorable thing. These little kids who like came over and just started interviewing the band and asking them like what instruments they play and then showing off that they can all play instruments as well.
Hell yeah.
It's just this beautiful collision of these two different worlds, which are, you know, quite different, but they melt together surprisingly well, I think.
That's so nice. I was loving the kind of concept of this because I was a kid that absolutely grew up watching so much What Now. Also grew up in Christchurch, so I got to go sometimes.
Very exciting.
I know. This is the one thing that Christchurch had going for it over everywhere else.
Did you get gunged when you went on the show?
I did. I got gunged. I feel like it's one of the coolest things that's ever happened to me in media ever.
It truly is a privilege. I grew up in Christchurch as well.
Nice.
And I never got gunged, but my brother came within a hair of being gunged when we were kids because we went along to a couple of tapings as well.
Oh.
But it's sad, this is the first year, I don't know if you know, What Now is not a live show anymore.
Yes.
For the first time. So these kind of concerts and things are our way of trying to interact with kids around Aotearoa, is putting on these kind of things.
It's a really special thing to do, and I think it is a really lovely way to engage, because kids' music is such an amazing thing. Like having performers and musicians whose like career is dedicated to making music for young people is like super awesome and exciting. But I think there's also a really great space to be introducing other types of music into young people's lives as well. And this is a really, really nice way to do that. You've also, I see, got Lawrence Arabia will be playing a special song soon. What's that track going to be?
Yeah, so Lawrence Arabia's concert will go up next Friday, so next week on Friday. And he performed for a new entrance class out in West Auckland. And we convinced him to do a cover of the Fish and Chip song. I don't know if you know that. The song that
we know well.
Like,
hell yeah.
Da, 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 and pink ice cream. That one, the Fish and Chips Are For Me, which I mean, unbelievable. Can you imagine a better cover to be done for children? I don't even know if the schools still sing that song, to be honest. That was mostly just for me to hear that.
You're doing your own requests, Joseph.
Yeah, well, I was a little bit worried that the school would be annoyed, because I feel like a lot of schools now have these sort of healthy food policies. Well, fair enough, they have that kind of thing in place. But, I mean, that fish and chip song is just, it's a banger, and it still goes hard, I think.
You should have seen Stella fist pumping the air when you mentioned that song. It really does.
Yeah, I highly recommend people look it up on YouTube if you can't remember it, and you'll be swept away by a wave of nostalgia if you were probably over, I don't know.
Big time.
25 years old or something. It's got a crazy, like, this pseudo-calypso backing track that goes under it. It's really, really funny.
Goes really hard. Hey, Joseph, thank you so much for letting us know about this. A lovely initiative for New Zealand Music Month and a good reminder that What Now still rules extremely hard. Where was Ernie Bell performing to Te Tiramai? That was a lovely rendition.
Yeah, Ernie Bell did a concert at Glen Eden Primary out west, which they were so generous to host the concert in their library. And we spoke to some of the kids there. They had a great time, I think, like really. The video, we were watching it yesterday, and it's really funny. It's this nice mix of, you know, kids are just so crack up, and there's moments where, like, some of the audience are, like, so enamored by the sound guy. That was, like, one of their main takeaways. But they also just, like, fell in love with Ernie and Navar as well.
Yeah.
And they thought they were just so, so cool and felt so privileged to have them there. And then some of the kids just, like, we saw an interview of them, and when they asked what they thought of the concert, this kid just, like, lets out a huge burp.
Now that's on criticism. There we go.
Yeah, it's amazing. But the music is so beautiful and the kids are really into it. And it's going to go up on Friday evening, that one.
Fantastic. Hey, Joseph, thank you so much. We're going to listen to Vera Allen performing You Are My Sunshine now. Have a lovely rest of your morning and we'll see you soon.
Hey, thank you, Rachel. Have a good day.
Sunshine, my only sunshine, you make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
One more time.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
I didn't know I needed to hear this today, but apparently so did everyone on the text machine. I'm glad that everybody's feeling some inner child joy this morning. This is Vera Allen performing You Are My Sunshine for Kindy Kids in Aro Valley for New Zealand Music Month and What Now's Little Gigs, which you can find on What Now's YouTube page. one dropping every Friday for Music Month.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.